This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hey out there, Stream Lounge. First time you're seeing and us, myself and Miranda, I am Andy Atherton. I am the owner, operator of PlaceNation.com, as well as the PlaceNation Pop Experience podcast feed. On that feed, we have lots of great shows all dedicated to pop culture, sports, comics. We do movie reviews, discussions, all kinds of fun podcasts. With me, though, is Miranda Bertholdt. She is my co-host on a few shows. We have a Muppet Pod that we do, and we can actually we'll be doing our live watches of some Muppet movies in here down the line. As well as we do a Disney Pod. If we ever decide to live watch classic Disney movies, we'll be doing it here as well. If you look for Laugh in Theater or Blockbuster Rewatch, that will be me under, because these are two, will be under two pods or two brands under Placement Nation, as well as Miranda, who's Mom's Nerd. You also will can find her on Geek and Sassy podcast, on the Jenny Position podcast feed, and on Telly and T as well on the PlayStation Pop Experience. But we're here today to talk about and watch Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Miranda, what are you excited about? Because we just did a pod on the entire franchise, but we're doing a live watch of the best entry, which is the first entry.
Right. I agree. I would encourage people to go listen to a podcast because it gives our opinion on all of the entire franchise. Some more in-depth than others. I'm excited because you and I both have a love of Disney and this franchise in particular. And so this is one show you and I have not ever done a live watch on together. It's kind of cool live watching something with someone that you know loves it as much as you do. So,
We've done a couple of Laughing Theaters. Mm-hmm. Where we've watched, but this is the first time we're doing it while seeing each other's reactions to things, which is great. Which is one thing we love about Stream Lounge. We also want to say thank you to Mark and Sean at Stream Lounge and Lee and Ray from Geeks Like Sports to kind of giving us the introduction for us being here. We're very excited to take our maiden voyage, so to speak. So we're both logged into Disney Plus, and I'm going to hit play, and we're just going to start watching Pirates and let you know our thoughts. If you are watching with us along right now, I see we have a couple of people in the chat in the room here, I guess it's called. Just feel free to type a comment, and if you want to discuss with us, you want us to hear our thoughts on any parts of the movie, we're excited to have this interaction with everybody. Okay, so Miranda, I'm going to hit play.
Okay,
all right, here we go. Starting the movie up. Okay. So what were your thoughts when you first heard them that they're going to do a Pirates movie?
I didn't really have any expectations, to be honest. It was like, what, 2000 and came out in, three?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I could call it up on my, actually, I have it right here, 2003.
2003. Yeah, so high school Miranda didn't have super big expectations. I just thought like, oh, this is really cool. Cause live action was still kind of fairly new in the Disney world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they had done live action, but it was like based on a theme park attraction. That was
right.
What everybody was wary about. Cause I don't know. I don't think the Haunted Mansion had come out yet. That was terrible, by the way, the Eddie Murphy one. I know you liked that.
I did, but I like it separate of the fact of like, it came from the ride. Like it's just kind of a funny movie.
So we have an introduction here to we got young Elizabeth and we got Mr. Gibbs, who is a important character throughout the entire. He kind of grounds like Jack Sparrow a little bit. You know what I mean? Like he's kind of like his mentor, so to speak, at times.
Yeah.
But we also get Norrington, who we both love, especially in the second movie.
But we hate.
We love hate. We don't like him in this movie. We love his turn in the second one, but we hate his what happens to him ultimately in the third one.
For sure. Without question.
And we have Governor Swan here, who is another character that's fairly important. He's the authority figure, basically.
These wigs.
See in here. Yeah. Do they ever say exactly what year this is set in, these Pirates movies? Like, are we in where are we in the early 1700s, mid 1700s, I think?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I could use what I refer King George, to as Google Boo, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. King George is in the fourth movie, right? Or is it the fifth movie? It's the fourth movie because it was the one where they're going after the Fountain of Youth. So, yeah, this is kind of, you're going from England to the Caribbean. You just see a kid on a float on a piece of wood in the middle of the thing, middle of the ocean here.
So, loosely between 1720 and 1750 is when this would have taken place, it says.
Okay. I figured it out. Yeah, because Gibbs has been around, so he recognizes, mm-hmm. you know, this is some pirate or something going on here.
Piracy was huge in this time frame. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're talking for real, not paranormal Disney movies, but
yeah,
it was big.
Yeah, they got to be fairly close to the Caribbean, too, because I know they're passing from England, but they got to be like, I would say at least 3/4 of the way, at least. They got to be in the Caribbean Sea, I would think, at this point.
I would think so. I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I was hopeful. I mean, you know, when you're basing anything on an interest, like, your source material is not the norm, like a theme park ride. There is a story to it. Mm-hmm. I know they've changed it over the years because originally it wasn't very PC at times.
Right.
But I like how they expanded this. Yeah, you're skeptical, but then, you know, literally within the first, like, 15 minutes of this movie, you know, I'm on board. I mean, here we get Will Turner, mm-hmm. who's another one of our central characters, and Elizabeth finds you know, this Aztec gold around his, she puts two and two together there. And
I think it would be really easy to put together in that time frame. You would know, like, oh, this is pirate loot. Like, this is not right. I can't tell them this because, I mean, he's just a kid. But think of how he would have been treated had they known.
Well, as we see what happens to a kid in the third movie, too. You know, they don't... you know, you're a pirate or not.
Right.
You know? And then we see an image of the Black Pearl there. Finally get the Jolly Roger. The skull and swords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about this on our pod, but, mm-hmm. you know, Keira Knightley hadn't really done much.
No, I think we looked it up and she had done, like, one thing. Well, I think she'd already done...
She had done some of those Jane Austen projects, right?
Hadn't she done some Star Wars already?
No, but you know, she was like one of the maidens or the
not very well known, but I mean, maybe for people that are into Star Wars, like maybe you knew that, but she wasn't big. Not
I
really.
Think Brenda, like Beckham may have come out before this.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. So what's the time jump here? Is it 10 years? I forget.
I'd say roughly 10 to... Because she's clearly old enough that they're trying to marry her off, which would put her between, sadly, the ages of 16 and 18.
Yeah, so I would say 8 to 10 years.
Yeah. Because much past that, and you were a spinster, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Port Royal, it's beautiful, too.
It is.
But you have to wear all that stuffy... proper British clothes, so in the Caribbean, for crying out loud.
Again, the wigs.
I know. And the corset, oof. I can imagine how difficult it could be to breathe in those things.
If you look at the history of corsets, it's horrible. Like, people used to, or not just women, but like people that wore them, because men would wear them to look slimmer and fitter as well. Mm-hmm. And they would like break bones wearing them or pass out, as we see coming up, like they would pass out. It was horrible.
That's a nice little character moment for Will, where he breaks the light there.
Just like, he's just a normal guy. Like, oh shit.
Yeah. Very, you know, like he knows his place. Like he's a very, I guess he's very appreciative. Yeah. I didn't know much about him except for Lord of the Rings before this.
Mm-hmm. I think we looked up and there was something that I had known him from, or I don't remember. Mm. IMDb is our friend when this happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a nice sword, though. You can just tell by the way Will looks at Elizabeth. He's been in love with her since the moment they met.
Oh, yeah. And she has too, but maybe she's not admitted it to herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aw. Yeah, you could definitely, you could see it in her eyes as well. And she's got to like turn it off when she, because she needs to, I guess.
They look so young, like rewatching this. You're like, what? Yeah, so up to this point, all he had done was The Lord of the Rings, and he'd been in an episode, maybe two, of Midsummer Murders, which is
a BBC, and it aired. It aired over here. Actually, it aired on Bio Channel for a number of years as well. Hmm? I'm a little familiar.
It's an excellent show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had all those Poirot and all that stuff for a while going on that channel. So yeah, it's so funny how we meet Captain Jack. Which I love this character intro. See him like looking all like badass and regal. And then you realize it's like this tiny boat that's taken on water. As he, sees
and that kind of pays to pirates to later in the series as well. That warning there.
Yes. Just everything about Jack Sparrow works. I mean, the mannerisms, the costume, his expression, his British accent is flawless. In this too.
And we talked when we kind of went over this last time about looking back on it now, I don't think there's anyone else that could be Jack Sparrow. No. Like, to me, when you talk about this character, like, it was only made for him. Like, I just can't see anybody else other than Johnny Depp being Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. I love how he just times it perfectly.
Yeah.
To like, come in and just welcome to Port Royal, Mr. Smith. And you see Corso? got his shillings back.
Never leave money unattended around a pirate. Like, come on.
Oh. That reminds me of Rupert from Survivor. I don't know if you were watching. I was watching Survivor back then. He was like, remember Rupert? Did you watch Survivor?
I didn't. I think I know who you're talking about. He's from one of the very first seasons, right?
He was one of the like early, within the first five. He's like, I got to get into the minor pirate. Pirates steal. He stole all these people's stuff. Like on the first episode, they left him like with all this. It was great. It endeared him to the audience like instantly.
Got some audience members.
Yeah. Hi, Sean. Welcome. Hope you're a Pirates fan. Hello. So, yeah, very amazing that, Will makes the sword for the guy that is going to be betrothed to the woman he loves, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we're fans of it as well, Sean. Oh, this is one of my favorite interactions here. And Murtaugh and Mulroy, these guys' names, told him fancy to do you at the port like that. But yeah, they. I'm so happy that they. These guys have small parts, but then you really see them in the last two, especially the last one where they become pirates. Spoilers, sorry.
Yeah. I think it's okay to say spoilers. I mean, this movie came out like a long time ago, so
18 years ago. So yeah, so we have the Dauntless and the Interceptor there.
His eyes, like. He emotes very well. Like,
yeah. These guys are so British. It's so funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just their accents and their expressions.
That description.
Thank you. Well, I have seen a ship with black sails.
I like how he's like perfect exit. Like he knows how to get people like off his trail, basically. Like how yeah. to. Just like, sorry.
Obviously, you have kind of a pinky in the brain situation going on with these two. You know, we have the guy with the red hair over there as the pinky and the other guy a little more heavier as the brain here.
Mr. Smith.
He knows that he can wrap these guys around his finger so easily.
That's one of yeah. those, like, you know that I know that she knows that you know that we know that.
But wait, what is happening here? Wait, stop. Just keep your guns down. Now, poor Elizabeth here can barely breathe, and Norrington is, like, confessing his love for her.
Yeah. She's like, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care.
Yeah. This was at a time, too. I think I was listening to a Disney podcast, and they were like, you know, what other attractions could you do? And I'm like, well, they got to do a Jungle Cruise. Obviously, it took 18 years for them to finally have a Jungle Cruise movie, yeah. which I'm
and
very
excited
about.
I haven't watched yet, but I've heard amazing things about. I heard.
Well, it's coming out oh. in it's not out.
Well, yet, I read so. Some, I guess it was like critic reviews or whatever, or people early that have reviews, been able yeah. to go ahead and see it. And it's already getting like top marks from people that get to watch it before us.
yep. Oh, Elizabeth falls in the water.
She goes.
It's very lucky too that she didn't crack her head open.
Yeah. And that much dress, like that's going to be pretty impossible to like, get yourself back up out of the water. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So these guys are in the Caribbean on an island and yet they can't swim.
That is pretty strange that like there was so much boat travel happening at this point. And there were people like going on these long voyages and had no clue how to swim.
Yeah.
That's terrifying to me. Like possibly not knowing how to swim and being on board the ship for months at a time.
So this actually gives you two things here. You show that Jack down deep is a good man.
Yes.
Because he jumps in to save Elizabeth. And two, something's going on with that gold. Because it sends out that kind of like thing.
It's almost like it went back to the sea where it belonged. Like yeah. when it was returned to where it belonged, it like activated some sort of force.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, Sean agreed there with us that it's been long enough. Spoilers are totally okay.
Clearly, you've never been to Singapore, which is a little foreshadowing, I guess.
Which, looking back on it now, there is. There's a lot of foreshadowing. And we talked about this before as well, as did they know that they were going to continue on with the franchise? And I don't think they did, unless they did and they were very quiet about it. So in that case,
yeah, they might,
you know,
I mean, they use it to their advantage or something. Maybe they have an idea of like where they could go if it's a success, just to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So. Norrington shows how smart he is because he can see.
Yeah.
Obviously knows where to look on Jack.
You think the pirates would get smart after a while and like start branding themselves in other areas of their body so that this wouldn't happen? I mean, I would.
Yeah. But you. I'm in the market. Norrington.
I think I'd be the same way if somebody just picked up my gun. I'd be like, no, put my gun down. Like,
IHOP expected to be made of wood.
The worst pirate ever.
But you have heard of me.
I think that, honestly, if you're a pirate, would be the worst thing ever, is to have never been heard of. Be like, what, you know you heard of me. Come on. You have, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sure pirates are aware their life expectancy isn't that long.
Right.
The life they live, and also scurvy and all those other things back then. The hat's very important. See, and we get the little, I mean, I don't know if I was really a fan of Jack and Elizabeth, their little, at times, flirtation.
Yeah, you know. I think it was forced.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jack here is just, you know, trying to get a rise out of Norrington.
Oh, for sure. Because he knows.
And the governor, too, because he could tell that it's his daughter.
I think it's more Norrington than it is the governor, but yeah, both of them.
Sticks and stones, love.
Jack Sparrow. He's kind of MacGyver in a way.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
he gets very lucky, but this kind of also, you know, establishes like Jack doesn't really know what he's doing half the time, but somehow he knows what he's doing. And I love this theme too, when it starts to come up at certain parts of these movies.
So did you know that the director of this movie was actually terrified of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride when he was a kid?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently the director was like, as a child, petrified of the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction.
I think I got scared on it, too. I had gone on the one in California when I was... I stayed out there for the summer of 1979, so I was almost seven. And my aunt lived near San Diego, so we went up there. And I remember it's different, actually, than the one in Orlando. I don't know about the other ones. Yeah, because there's two drops in the one in California.
Actually. Oh, okay. I think there's only one in Orlando.
There's only one in Orlando. Actually, it was my friend Rita's favorite attraction. So this theme was her ringtone for a long time. But unfortunately, I talked about this. She did pass away 3 years ago. And I went to Disney actually later that year. And I was on Pirates of the Caribbean, the ride on what would have been her... I think it was the day before her 50th birthday, and we got stuck for 40 minutes on it. Which, I think she wanted me to.
I don't know if it's the ride in California or Orlando, but one of them is supposedly haunted.
Oh.
So, or like, that's the theory. There's a couple of rides throughout Disney that are supposedly haunted for different reasons. Some of them, there's no proof to the story, but they're really cool to look up.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that whole book series, too. What was it called? I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's all about Disneyland fighting like the Overtakers, mm-hmm. Kingdom Keepers.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Book series. Mm-hmm.
So, do you know it actually took the development of this movie 10 years? It was a 10-year period beginning in 1993 and then I'm finally released in 2003.
Wow. Sure. Well, I mean, it probably, you know, Disney was all about synergy and using their IPs mm-hmm. back, especially during the Michael Eisner tenure as CEO. So, I'm sure they wanted to do something like this. You know, for a long time.
Right.
I mean, you look and it's like, what really could you do from attractions? How many attractions are there? Like I remember I had thought up some ideas. Like, I thought maybe Hall of Presidents could get done. If you would make it now, it'd be a Night at the Museum type thing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm. I thought you could do maybe Test Track also. You have my idea was you have a driver that, you know, is talented, but, you know, can't win a race or can't, have a car finish a race, and then you have a designer that nobody listens to, and they somehow get together and, make people listen.
It could be a Hallmark type movie.
Could be. I know you love the Hallmark movies. Just saying, if they can get some kind of Hallmark on here,
yeah,
Miranda will be all over that.
If you could get permission to stream Hallmark movies, I am all for it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so this is a nice interaction where we get the first, Captain Jack and Will interaction here.
Yeah.
Where, again, another time where Jack kind of shows his true colors of being a good man. He wants to not get caught, but he also doesn't want to hurt Will.
He wants to be perceived as bad, clearly, because he's like, oh, you've heard of me. Like, he wants to be this bad pirate. But
is it wise?
He doesn't
crossing
really
swords with a pirate.
Want to like bad pirate is in like, yeah, it's a double entendre kind of thing there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at the same time, he like deep down at his core is actually a good person, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Got to find yourself a girl, mate.
I think he practices three times a day because he's pining after a girl. It's like trying to escape, not think about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, Port Royal is a beautiful island, but what else is there to do?
Right, you're on an island. It's 1720. You know,
yeah.
There can't be much to do.
You know. I mean, if he's making them too, he's going to make sure they're any good. So he's got to be good at, using them. I mean, this is such a great sword fight scene because they use the surroundings so well. You know, fighting on the cart and then they go up on the beams.
And we talked about this before. I hate when the background of a movie is simply that, just the background. I need it to play into the movie, whether it be aesthetically or like how they're actually using their surroundings. Both things are very important.
Yeah.
This fight scene, though, is very well done. Whoever, choreographed this, props to him, it's really well.
Again, with the facial expressions.
Can you imagine showing up on set on, day one? Because you and I both know that they don't record things in sequence order. Like, they mm-hmm. could start at the end and then go back and forth. Could you imagine showing up on set first day and they're like, okay, so Mr. Depp, we're going to have you stand right here or we're going to launch you in the air, okay? Okay. Here we go. take one.
Pirate. Come on, kid.
So you and I have actually both been on the attraction. You have been on both attractions, correct? Mm-hmm. And then I've only been on the one in Orlando. And what I think is really cool is obviously you saw it prior to the changes, but after the movies came out and they did so well, they've actually added a lot of stuff from the movies to the attractions that weren't part of it before. Like I know in Orlando, there's like a figure of Jack Sparrow, which is like the only place allowed to have the likeness of Jack Sparrow, which is also really strange. Apparently, if you're ever at any of the parks and there is a Captain Jack Sparrow walking around like identical, it's either someone that is super, super good at cosplay or it's Johnny Depp. He's done it a couple of times.
So this is from the ride. This is an homage because the dog, this very scene is in the ride with the dog holding the keys and the people. I mean, I know they did make some changes, like they made it to the, originally was men chasing women, animatronics, they changed it to the women chasing men. You know, Big Red is another, is a focal point, like this female animatronic. Is one of the major characters in the ride. Rumor is that she may be, you know, they may cast Karen Gillan as her and have Margot Robbie as the leads in a new one if they decide to do a another Pirates movie. So we get a...
I still can't imagine that she's been wearing this necklace this many years and no one has any idea what the necklace is. Like, I mean, I understand it's in her cleavage without being gross, but like, I understand that, like, you see, she has someone that helps her change, someone that helps her bathe. Like, that's part of aristocracy. So you can't mean to tell me that none of these women have ever seen this and decided to blab at some point?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, I think they know better. I mean, come on. She said something about Will, and she's like, yeah, I do mind you saying something about Will.
Yeah.
So something ominous is happening here in Port Royal.
There's a black cat and mist. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get a mysterious ship coming into port. Now, what do you think of the Pirates crew that we meet? I like the diversity and the kind of different kind of characters that we meet in this crew. Like you have tough ones, you have kind of the comic ones, you have the crazy ones. It's definitely not a one size fits all pirate.
Right. Crew. Kind of bashes the pirate stereotype.
Yeah.
I know those guns. That's pretty funny that you would know exactly what the guns on your ship sounded like when they fire.
Yeah. Well, I think people know, like, if you're really into firearms or
you
something,
do.
You know.
You're like, oh, that was a this or that was a that. But I can't tell you, like, if somebody borrowed my gun and was outside shooting it, I wouldn't be like, oh, they're shooting my blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I mean, if that's the only gun they had outside, I'd be like, oh, yeah, they're outside shooting my Glock. You know, like but other than that, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I wonder if this was a set or if this was, you know, I know they shot parts of this mostly in the Bahamas. A lot of the island scenes, like especially in the second one. But this is probably a set, I'm saying.
Yeah. So if you ever get a chance, the Lego games made by Traveler's Tales, they do a Pirates of the Caribbean one. And this part of the game is actually really fun. So you're having to like jump around and do what you need to do. But like things are just going, but it's like Lego balls. So when they fall, they just like break apart. Like bricks just go.
I have to get that one. I love the Lego games.
They're fantastic.
The Marvel ones have been so fun. I did a couple of these. I was starting up. What was I starting? The DC Villains ones was great. You know, we think he kills this crazy bomb guy. This is the one guy, like, I kind of hated. Like, he was so annoying. I want him to go. I mean, this is a great set piece here with the attack on the island.
It's like a proper war movie right now. Like,
yeah.
I love me some war movies. I'm a very strange bird. Give me Hallmark. Give me a war movie. I'll take them both. Like,
you're an enigma, Miranda. Yeah. That's what you are.
Yeah. No, I remember when we went to the theater to see this, my mom was like yelling at Elizabeth. She's like, why would you go outside? And I'm like, wouldn't you go outside to see what all the booms and bums were too? She's like, no. Oh. Like, oh, well, I would.
And we got Pintel and Rigetti. I love these guys. I recognized Pintel right away. I'm like, that's Mike from Seinfeld.
These guys are hysterical, and they are side characters that become important. Like, you care about them almost as much or sometimes more than you do the main characters.
Yeah. I think in the second movie especially. Because they're like the audience, like for us.
Yeah.
And then they get involved in that whole little Isla Cruces.
These two have some very, like, Home Alone moments. And yeah. That's what's so funny.
Yeah, you could say that they're Marv and, who's the other one? I forget.
Harry and Marv?
Harry and Marv, yeah. Very Harry Marv-esque.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, cannonball right to the gut.
Yeah, those are usually just for decoration. I mean,
yeah. Elizabeth tries her best.
She does.
Puppet. I think at fan things, actually, people always ask him to do that hello puppet thing. Hello.
Parley.
Her hair is remarkably well for somebody being in bed, too, by the way.
Yeah. She was in bed, and then she ran up some flights of stairs and, like, stumbled and bumbled. I mean, my hair is a hot mess on a daily basis.
Yeah. I go out to take the garbage, and all of a sudden my hair is like, shh.
Yeah.
Continued looting and pillaging is taking place here. Ugh. Goodbye. Uh-oh. Somebody's taking his beloved. Yeah, this is the... Cause this is like, didn't the little crazy bomb guy get killed a few minutes ago?
Right.
With an axe, with a you know, a hatchet to the back.
That should be our first clue. Yeah. He took a hatchet to the back, and he should be dead, but he's not.
Yeah. You know, and Jack has a little bad luck here with the Aaron Cannonball going into the next cell. What's up with the moonlight? The dog actually has a bigger part too later on. We see him mm-hmm. more. And Jack is trying anything to get out of here. Even the thing that he kind of crapped on a few minutes ago. Hmm. Oh boy. Somebody recognizes him. Ooh, what's going on here?
I don't know. How would you feel if your friend reached in and like suddenly their skin is gone and stuff? Be like,
It's like a skeleton. Yeah, what is going on? Well, you know, we talked about this also about pirate lore and pirate curses and all this stuff. You know, Jack obviously recognizes it. You know, and then the moon, you know, goes behind the clouds. So we don't really get the effect or the we get that little tease of what's going on with this crew. Ah, here we go. I'm trying to think of the right word. How Jeffrey Ross is like the MVP, really. I mean, behind Jack Sparrow, Barbossa is the glue.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy, this pirate man, he's cock diesel here. You see, he's a pirate, but he's trying to be a little proper. I got that pesky monkey there. Monkeys were big back then.
My son wants one.
Oh, like, God.
It's not happening.
No, no. Yeah. What I try to do is when they say something crazy to my kids, I get them a stuffed version. I'm like, here you go.
My child has a whole couch of stuffed things. Like, we have them in here, too. I'm running out of room.
Now, why would they be, like, afraid of her dropping the... Well, they need her and the gold.
That's right.
I'm like, because they're because of what the curse is, they could just go down there and get it. No problem. So it was 8 years. Was
okay.
The passage of time.
So yeah, she'd be like right at 18.
Yeah.
Or at least that'd be my guess, round in there.
Yeah. So she's pulling what basically kind of like what Padme did. Mm-hmm. They're like, Turner, Bootstrap. Who's that?
I mean, technically, she kind of did steal it.
Yeah.
But it was like one of those white lie things. She did it to protect the boy, you know, Will, but she didn't know who he was at the time. But she did it to protect him. So do we say it's stealing or do we say it's, I don't know, borrowing to protect?
Yeah.
Technically, who she's claiming to be, she would be.
Well, are you a pirate by because your father's a pirate?
Well, they suddenly started I guess she would be. If your father was a pirate, then you'd have to be a pirate based on the way they treated people. Just by, you're so and so being a pirate, you were automatically doomed and marked as one as well. So whether you chose to be or not, like,
well, I don't think Will was marked. I just think he was found with pirate, with kind of pirate gold floating. Hmm. Now, I am a military man, and you're just a simple, you know, apprentice sword maker. You don't know Jack, buddy.
But he does know Jack.
Well, according to Norrington. Oh, yeah, Kennedy. Well, he doesn't know. He's met Jack. He doesn't know Jack. Miranda, sometimes.
Oh, sorry. That's like the joke I cracked at my family yesterday. They were not amused. So yesterday was 4th of July. And I was like, why do you not hear knock-knock jokes about America? And they were, why? And I said, because freedom rings. Nobody found me funny.
Yeah. Miranda with a dad joke.
Love dad jokes. They're great. I love how he's so blasé telling this story.
Yeah. Got a little mention of Isla de Muerta. It's all about leverage. Oh, there we go. Jack's always thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And he knows he could use Will to his advantage to get the pearl back.
Well, because he knows at this point who Will is.
Yeah, and what the curse is. Quite the jailbreak. Got my effects.
See, again, it's not stealing. You're borrowing it to accomplish a goal.
Yeah. You're going to save Elizabeth, who is the daughter of the governor, who is part of the royal, you know, guard or whatever you want to call it.
Would have been appointed by the king to govern over this area because we were taking over.
Now, are we defying the laws of physics here? Does this actually happen? You could be underwater in a boat with an air pocket.
I want to say that Mythbusters tried this.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I feel like they did. I do know it can create an air pocket. But
yeah, I know
that
know
far that down. I don't know, and I also don't know. And I mean, they're pretty deep because I mean, they're grown men, so I don't know.
I mean, they're not far out, but it's got to be at least like 30, 50 feet out there, right?
You would think, boats. I mean,
yeah,
because big ships safely come in there, so.
I love how Jack's like, you know, stay calm. And Will's acting like how he thinks a pirate should act. Avast, me heart is.
I think it's been so long since he's had a crew that he's like, he's a pirate, but he's not. Like, he doesn't entirely understand how to be a pirate captain.
Yeah. Savvy. I forget this guy's name. He's in a lot, too. The guy with Norrington. Again, I don't like how they finish him off either in the fourth movie.
Very unfair.
Yeah. There's not a lot of good deaths in the series. Or at least satisfying That's,
I mean, Disney doesn't kill moms off well either. So
yeah,
just saying
that, that Captain Jack look right there. Yeah, these two guys are going to steal this boat. Not really. It's more the boat that you were going to use to stop them.
Right.
So the Dauntless is the power, but Interceptor, that's your fastest boat. Fool you.
I want to be like realistic and be like, could he hear him?
Yeah.
Like you'd have to be like really yelling, I think.
Yeah. And you got the, what they have that stormtrooper aim there.
Yeah.
Norrington sticks to his, you know, the book a little too much. Oh, that rowboat goes.
Like, he doesn't want to admit.
Yes. Oh, shit, that is the best part of it. Maybe it wasn't a pirate ship. Maybe it was just a ship making passage to England that was ahead of them. And they were looking for that and they didn't find it. They didn't think to search Will, I guess. Or maybe they took off when they saw the royal ship coming. Start to learn a little bit about Will's father here, Bootstrap. I don't think he looks like Stellan Skarsgård at all.
I hate when they do that in a movie where they're like, you look just like him. And then the actor playing like the father or the mother or whoever you're supposed to look just like, they don't.
Do you think Alexander Skarsgård could have been Will Turner? Or is he too tall? You know, good old Eric from True Blood there.
I'm trying to think of how old he was at the time. Like, would he been too old to be Will Turner?
I don't know. He might have been too young. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Skarsgårds are a nice-looking family, so.
Oh, yeah. What were your feelings when you cut his hair?
I'm okay with that.
Everybody likes that. Like, what?
You're great? I'm not big on super long hair. Mm-hmm. So. I was okay.
Alexander Skarsgård was born in 1976, so he would have been in his mid to late 20s at this point. And then Orlando Bloom was born in 77, so he's actually a year older.
Okay.
So he might have been able to pull it off.
Possibly, because I'm trying to think of, you're going to want to get someone at that point in time that's going to hit it off, honestly, let's be honest, with teenage girls. Mm-hmm. and young, you know, women, probably even moms. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Tortuga. This is now, a lot of this is a ride too here. As you go through that, like, kind of like one scene in it with people, you know, a little drunk, and we see later on the mayor getting drunk, and I love this part here. Scarlet. Sorry, is that that?
I'm the antidote.
Yeah, they have people sleeping with the pigs also in the scene. B We got Mr. Gears back. Looks a little different than the last time we saw him.
Just a smidge.
Savvy? I could just imagine how he reeks right now. I mean, you know agri-science. I could just imagine how much he reeked.
Yeah, the more I sit here and think about it, I don't know if Skarsgård would have been a good choice because I don't know that then he would have been selected for True Blood and that role Eric Northman was made for him. Like, no, we're going to stick with Orlando.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't want to, crush Miranda's world there. Fuck it.
Don't really think anybody wants to be his crew.
No. He's the worst captain ever. People would say. I mean, he was really only captain of the Black Pearl for like 3 years or whatever it's discovered. Like he gets,
because he kind of gets it taken away from him.
It's murdered. He gets mutinied.
Yeah. Poor Will.
Just be a small world in the Caribbean in terms of pirates.
I think in the pirate world, you just would know each other, especially if you made some sort of reputation for yourself, which clearly they're alluding at this point that Bill has, that Bootstraps was well known.
Yeah. So Giz basically has been a drunk for 8 years.
So when this first came out, because it does end up being like 20 or 2 hours and 20 something minutes long, 24 minutes, I think it says. So when it first came out, what did you think about the length? Because that actually was really, if I remember, I mean, we were starting to have long movies because we'd had like Lord of the Rings and stuff, but like this is still a long movie. Like this was starting to be the dawn of like really long movies. Did you like it or hate it or indifferent?
I mean, I am not somebody whose bladder is good for long movies at times. I mean, I could drink a soda like I have a little left here.
Yeah.
I could drink something like twice the size of this or drink nothing. I still have to pee in the movie. Like, I was grateful when the Run Pee app came out because I tell you, like, it's best times. I mean, like, you know, my girlfriend Ellen, she doesn't care. She's like, I got to pee, I'm going. You'll tell me you want to get back. You can whisper.
I will not. I'm like, I am going to miss something.
Yeah, that's me. Like, I remember sitting through Iron Man because everybody's like, oh, you got to stay for the end credits of Iron Man.
Right.
I remember sitting through all the Lord of the Rings movies. I had to pee an hour into, like, the third Lord of the Rings movie. Like, I made it through the whole thing. So, I mean, I don't mind long movies, you know, but again, it's not always agreeable with my bladder. Because I hate missing parts of the movie.
Yeah, me too. Even if it's like they're like oh, I no, think you they can should go, redesign.
Yeah, like one of the things I've always wanted to do is have my own movie theater like chain, but I want to like make it like more conducive to like the viewer. So like each theater would have its own bathroom, and the movie would be playing in the bathroom.
Yeah, so you wouldn't miss anything. Still hear it. Like each little have like very small.
They'd have like a little screen. Yeah, dark. It'd be darker in there, so it doesn't, like, when you open the door, it doesn't bother the people watching. Yeah, but you go in there, you won't miss it. Also, like, a butter station in the theater. Because, you know, you get butter on your popcorn, it only is the first layer.
The best thing they did was, our theater that we had in Alabama. So they had the tubs, like, plastic, and you could refill them. So you paid, like, kind of an astronomical fee, it seems, at the beginning of the year, and then the whole rest of the year it only costs like $4 to fill it up. And you don't even have to be seeing a movie to go fill it up. You just go fill up your bucket. The most genius thing about that is you can tell them to smother it in the butter and it doesn't go all over the place. I mean, still on your hands, but it's not like in your lap and running out the bag. And
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, I just, well, they have lids now. Sometimes you separate it and put it in the lid. Yeah, or so there's actually the AMC theaters in New Jersey. You can actually get a little, like, one of those little, like, it's like sauce cups with the cover on it, fill it up with that butter stuff. Yeah. And then, like, you get through that layer and you're like, okay, more.
More?
What do you decide?
I love that stuff so much.
Mm-hmm. So back to the movie, we get Barbossa telling Elizabeth here about the curse here and what happened with the gold, and that they're looking for like the last piece, which is what she has, and revealing about the curse. Like they can't. So not only are they like undead underneath, but they can't eat food or drink because it doesn't taste like anything, and they can't know the pleasure of a woman. This is a pretty bad curse. Although I would probably lose some weight on it, but you know.
Well, but none of them have, so I don't think you would. I think you just stay exactly how you are.
Oh, that would stink.
So it's like this book series I read where most of the time you think when you turn into a vampire, like you're going to come really nice looking. And for some reason, there's a series I read once where they don't. They freeze however they were. And the girl's like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
Oh, so you won't be like Jessica, who's like this, like, kind of like not homely, but then she becomes like this hot thing.
Yeah.
Like when she gets turned.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't happen. So maybe it's kind of like that. Like nothing, they're undead, but nothing else changes about them physically or anything. They're just, you just told her that you can't die and she's going to try to stab you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she didn't believe. Obviously, she didn't believe. Like,
yeah, and you told her that they can't kill her. Well, I think he tells her that he can't. He's not going to kill her because they need her. Oh boy, we got the.
I think I would also be terrified.
I would be like, "What the?"
Yeah. Like I believe in some pretty weird things, here. But I think I would be like, "Whole."
Yeah. I love
this. That's actually when I'd be terrified. Here. I'd pee myself if they did that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what?
It's like the happening? Haunted house you can't get out of.
Yeah. Ooh.
He needs a chiropractor.
I mean, and these special effects for 2003 are still hold up great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even the monkeys undead.
Well, I mean, the monkey's part of the crew. Like,
yeah.
So, question: since they have to actually have the moonlight, not just like the clouds in front of it. Do you think werewolves are the same way? They actually need the piercing light? Like, if clouds in front of the moon, do they shift?
I don't know.
Andy's like, what the hell is wrong with you, Marin?
No, I don't know.
So, another fun fact, when you see them in these weird deteriorated forms in the skeletons, the eyeballs are actually those of the actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, they probably have those mocap things all over. See all the skeletons like running. I'm sure they wore.
They decided to use the cast actual eyes to add layered personality. So like it's their emotions, their, you know, thoughts kind of transferring through those. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. Marty, who we, hey, George. George is making an appearance here. That's my daughter's cat. If you see a little head pop up.
Yeah. Boop. My door is closed, so my dogs cannot make an appearance. I also told my child he was not allowed to make an appearance. To which
my dog's on his yearly vacation to New Jersey. My aunt's.
that face.
Yeah, Mr. Cotton. So, yeah, out of these, we really only see Mr. Cotton and Marty throughout the series. Marty is the other. And then we really don't see that much of Anna Maria here.
We don't.
And Zoe Saldana, surprisingly, before we she becomes Zoe Saldana, really. No, that one I deserved. She gets them. She whacks them good. God, she's Zoe Saldana is so set. She is part of some of the biggest franchises in history.
She is.
I mean, I would love them to bring her back too. Imagine her. Well, it'd be really funny, Karen Calgarium, because then you got Gamora and Nebula together again.
Yeah.
Throw Harley Quinn in there with them. I'm down. Like, anybody from Disney is watching us right now. I am available for screenwriting purposes. So just so you know, if you need a fresh face.
I'll beta fresh. Watch or voiceover, anything you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think, and we talked about this too, in the podcast, but I'd like to go into it a little bit more and see if anybody that's watching has an opinion. Another movie or a TV series? Because I personally feel with the invention of Disney Plus and like the world that they've created with this, that it would be best done in a television series. But that's just, that's my opinion.
I think you could go hand in hand. I think you do a movie and then you could do side stories, you know? Like, we could get, like, you know, maybe, you know, Mr. Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Like, what happens to Mr. Gibbs in the 8 years? You know, I mean, I don't know how much people care about that, but, like, you know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, what happened during these time things? And, you know, that's like WandaVision. It's like, they don't have to be continuations. They could just be puzzle pieces that just slot in here and there, like WandaVision did and Falcon and Winter Soldier and everything like that. They're kind of just slotting
in the universe. Like,
yeah, they're in the universe.
Because there are so many pirates, you could continue the universe of Pirates of the Caribbean without continuing any of the stories or the original characters. There's a lot you could do with it, I think. I feel like.
Yeah, we're dressed kind of formally for this ceremony, I guess. As we head to Isla de Muertos. Now her hair is finally starting to look a little
disheveled.
Disheveled.
And it's still not. Like, it still looks great. And you're like, oh.
They got the longboats out there. See, I'm trying to figure out if this is the Caribbean or maybe they did some of this in Hawaii. Because when you want stuff like that, like these kind of things, obviously this is, you know, probably CG some of this, but oof. I mean, it's got to be so much fun to be on set for.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I love that. See the CG hammerheads and stuff. Fun fact, you know, hammerheads are the only sharks that swim in schools. I used to be like a religious watcher of Shark Week.
Oh, me too.
Off the last few years. Air Jaws and all that cool stuff. Now Gibbs is giving Will like his version of Jack. Yeah, Will didn't know he was Captain of the Black Pearl before this. Oh boy. This is how legends spread. The Gibbs like, how he turned into a bumbling drunk.
I do like the close-ups that they do in this movie a lot to emphasize like this point that the other character is trying to get across. So like they get really, really close up to their faces for their conversations.
Actually, they should do a like Gibbs Pirate Tales or something and have him as like the narrator. Sea turtles. Hair from his back. How would you grow that much hair, and how would you get it off your back?
I don't know.
Yeah. Keep to the code. There it is.
So did you know that all of this in the cave, when the filming ended, there was not one piece left behind? They let everyone who worked on the film, including like Johnny Depp all of them, pick stuff. So not one single piece of curse coin were left behind when the movie filming was done.
Really?
I love that he chooses the parasol.
Oh, it's a fake eye. Oh.
It's just a very parental conversation there.
Yeah.
Don't rub it. Stop rubbing it.
Yeah. But they're like best friends.
They are.
But, you know, but he's like kind of still like, you know, gives them crap. You know, and then you got like the real tough guy there. Like he's basically like the real muscle of the crew. And he's just like, I can't deal with you two. We learned the pirate code. Yeah, Jack's got a lot of good points here.
He does.
Well, you're basically a pirate here. They still have to wear like those buckle shoes, though.
That would be hard. Somebody telling you basically what you thought you knew your whole life about one of your parents was totally wrong.
Yeah. And it's like other life. Now the treasures of silver and gold, knight. That is quite the crew there. God, Jeffrey Rush is so damn good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Aztec gold.
So you stumble across a cave like this and you run into something. Are you taking it or are you leaving it?
Well, who are, am I Will or Jack or?
You're just Andy. Like, and you,
I'm just Andy. Just
and you stumble across something island. Like this. Are you taking it or?
I'm taking some stuff. Like, I don't know if I'd get into the chest because that's kind of heavy. But if I did and I saw that, I would take it too. Having no clue. You know, look, Goonies came out when I was like 11, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a Goonie so bad.
Everybody
so yeah, I would have.
I
would have pretended that like this was one of Willie's, you know, treasure, and I would have taken some.
Okay.
So what would you do? Would you have taken?
I think I would be really hesitant. I'd be afraid of the juju.
Well, because you know more of the occult and supernatural stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just like, yeah, look, shiny.
I'd be like, no, Andy, stop.
But Miranda, it's so pretty.
Put it down.
You're going to get cursed. It's like the end of Time Bandits. No, Dad. Mom, it's evil. And they still touch it. Idiots.
Andy's last words, but it's shiny.
It's not. I love how they're like all expecting like some like wave to come over them.
I think honestly, because that pulse that we saw went into the water, I kind of expected something to happen. Like, I won't lie, I was waiting for like a shockwave pulse to happen again. I mean,
yeah.
He's my favorite. Did it work?
Poor Pintel gets shot to see if he like, you know, if it works or not. Wait a second. I gotta tell you though, you know, Elizabeth's got some guts there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, Pintel and Rigetti are going to get the crap beat out of them for this one.
Yeah, I would be like, okay, he's officially a crappy pirate too. I don't want to, you know, be part of this crew anymore.
Yeah. Curse, no curse, I want out.
Right, I'm done with you. I'll figure out this curse on my own. Like, whatever.
Yeah. It's pretty ballsy to go in there, too, with all those undead pirates. Who steals Nor, honestly? Jack just bumbles his way in. Am I? Uh-oh. I love how he can't say it. And then Rigetti says it for him. He's like, really? Really? You had to tell him that?
Parley.
That'd be the French. Blame them.
There are people that blame the French for a lot. I'll just throw that out there. Now, her hair is jacked up finally. Like,
yeah, finally.
Even though technically it still looks decent. Like, the how aggravating is that?
I can't imagine. It was like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Maria takes charge. This is good. Could you just imagine what the dynamic was before they marooned him between Sparrow and Barbossa?
Oh, I'm sure at some point it was a father-son, like, great things were happening.
They're all like, damn it, we can't shoot him.
Right.
We just want to kill him. God. I know whose blood you need. He is dumb, yet not so dumb.
Yeah.
Nice moment between Jack and Elizabeth. I mean, Will and Elizabeth here. Kiss 8 years in the making here.
She's always known who the true him was, technically. I mean, she wasn't a dumb girl.
No. Well, he recognizes it at least.
But you still didn't think he was a pirate, but he sent you that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Why'd you take my stuff, man?
Basically, she knew it would happen if...
Yeah. I'm starting to put two and two together about why Jack recruited him, I guess.
Yeah.
Or agreed to go with him to get Elizabeth. Of course, you can't be mad at Elizabeth.
No, but I think at that point, you're just, like you said, you know, his whole life has kind of flipped upside down because he truly believed his dad was just an honest merchant. Now he's discovering that he's not. Not only is he discovering he's not, but this whole time he could have had some sort of connection to his father and she kept it from him, protecting him or not. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, he's had to take in a lot in the last few days.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. And you must know Barbossa has an affinity for apples. Some apple? No, I can't, you idiot. That bloody monkey. Wow, the black pearl is fast.
Yeah. I'm having a thought here.
A little easier to search when they're dead. Remember that? That's the first time I actually paid attention to that line. It's true. He makes a good point there.
Right. There are several lines throughout when I do rewatches of any movie that I'm like, oh man, that's so good. Why did I not remember that?
Hmm. This guy's like the bouncer.
Pretty much. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, don't
worry. Okay, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh boy. For being pirates, they're quite organized.
You have to be working on a large ship like that. I mean, I could imagine if one person doesn't do their job.
There was a show on the History Channel, Great Ships, that was on back in the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. I love watching that show.
Which one?
It was just Great Ships. It was just break down how the ships were built.
Oh,
strengths,
okay.
And all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There was an episode about pirate ships. Now his hair, he's not. He's all disheveled.
Right. Which makes sense. I mean, he's been through. Mm-hmm. The wind
Quite
is
a
now
bit.
Blowing it everywhere. Like... it's past tousled. Like, it's just...
Gibbs loses a little flask there.
I mean, in theory, a giant cannon like that, you could use just about anything as a projectile to shoot from it, because the velocity which it's traveling, it's going to do some damage.
Did you know that? Do you know starboard and port like she does?
I do not.
So apparently right is starboard and left is port. So you learn something new every day when we watch a movie together.
I know the poop deck.
A poop deck.
You know, it makes sense though. She's probably done a lot of traveling as...
yeah.
You know, with her dad's position in that time, you would have.
And well educated, so she probably knows like her math and her.
Yeah, she would have been educated as well. She would have been afforded that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so was Will, though, to know how to break out of the jail cell. That must be, I don't know what would go through my head if I was like, you know, and about to be in like a shootout here between these two ships. Stop firing on my boat.
Yeah. It's blowing holes in my ship. I think I'd feel the same way. I'd be like, no, at the end of the day, this is still mine. Please stop.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I had forgotten about that. Whoa.
You're using cutlery.
Again. Effective in some ways.
Whatever does damage.
Right.
He finds Gibbs's thing. Jack actually got lucky this time.
I think Jack gets lucky a lot. I think a lot of the things for him come down to luck.
Well, comparing it to when he got out of jail before.
Yeah. Charisma and luck are what Jack had on his side.
Yeah. He stumbles his way through things at times. Anne Maria's just like, just give it to him.
Right.
Too. I love how they run through, like, it's so giddy that they're shooting these connected cannonballs.
Then they're trying to find the medallion.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why would you let go of that at a time like this? Like, why would you... I don't remember why it's not on her right now, but...
Yeah.
Oh, she gave it to...
She gave it to him.
Yeah, she gave it to him, and he just kind of, like, left it laying there.
I think he left it downstairs.
Why would you... why would you do that? Somebody just gave you the only tie to your family.
Yeah, and I think, well, because the Black Pearl was coming, that's why. I think maybe he just wasn't thinking.
That monkey escapes, like, everything.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to hear you right now with the commotion that is taking place. I mean, I really just don't.
Yeah, it's quite loud with the yelling and the
guns
firing and the cans blaring.
It's like me talking to my kid when he has headphones on. Hello!
Yeah. I literally have to, like, bang on like the ceiling downstairs so underneath his room so I get his attention sometimes. He's like sitting there like with the controller and he's like, let's go! It's really animated, my kid. Ah. Love this theme. more Jack bumbling his way through.
Again, luck. Just think and look. There are people that are like that. They just live their life like things just happen for them.
Well, the monkey's got the gold.
Monkey.
Jack's little feud with the monkey is great throughout the movies. I hate that.
I mean,
monkey.
To have a feud with a monkey. I mean. Oh, let me. You're welcome.
You ain't no monkey, Jack.
I don't know, though. Don't they need the blood? Like, that's still a needed thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think they know yet who they need. And they're going to blow up the interceptor. It's in turn. It's what saves Will, actually. None of that parlay bull crap here.
Right.
That's it. As well, trying to be all that now in this hero moment.
I like how Jack, don't do anything stupid when Jack does things stupid, like continuously.
Ha
Jack's like, oh
crap.
Just shut up.
He's not the spitting image of Bootstrap.
No, he's not.
Davy Jones Locker. Yeah.
Jack's like, and?
Agreed.
Reminds me of the labyrinth with those little things that hang out in the closet. And they're like, did she say it? Like, Jack's like, me? I don't think having her walk the plank is quite the same as letting her go free.
Yeah, well, they didn't. They're not harming her. You have to, and you know what? Honestly, if you don't have somebody walk the plank in a pirate movie, you're doing something wrong.
I guess that, right? I'll give you that, yeah. And again, he didn't specify.
Yeah, you know, the pirates only will do what they have to do, but not exactly what maybe the intention was.
Right. You have to be specific. It's like with making a wish with a genie. You got to be very specific.
Jack, I always liked you.
Well, yeah, she just took it off.
He's got no patience, this guy.
No chill. Zero chill.
Yeah.
Now she, on the other hand, is probably very chilled.
Yeah. It's just a little cold in there. Although the water down there is warm. Yes, I did notice that, Celeste. Yeah, they actually mess up by what happens by putting them on the same island.
Right. Because it's like they told him, or he told them last time, they're like, you made the mistake. Your mistake is, I'm Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
And again, that luck and charisma that we've talked about, it's going to come back.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. There goes my effects. Now, were you familiar with Jeffrey Rush at all before this?
I don't know that I was.
I mean, I hadn't seen it, but I knew he was in Shine, which was a big deal. Because I think he had won the Oscar, I believe, for that. But yeah, this is, again, another part that I just associate him with. Jack finally has to be honest for a change.
Yeah.
Only was he 3 days. Are you a rum drinker?
It's okay.
As you see behind me,
you're
my favorite liquor.
Yeah.
I love Captain Morgan. Oh. Captain Morgan with ginger ale and a little bit of Coke. Just for color and get a little bit of Coke flavor in there.
Okay.
It actually almost tastes like a cream soda.
I'm probably out then.
Welcome to the Caribbean, love. Black Seal's okay. If you talk about dark rums, though. Not a Bacardi fan at all. Yo ho, yo. a pirate's life.
I
for
guess,
me.
I mean, she's inebriated. She's given in. Like, it's over.
Is she inebriated? No. He's, you know, trashed.
I did have a white rum a few weeks ago at a wedding.
What was it with? Just a rum and coke or something?
No, it was white rum, and it was literally just on the table for you to take shots.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it's a Slovak wedding, so there's lots of drinking.
Oh. I'm just telling you, just go get one of those little like airplane bottles of Captain Morgan, get yourself some ginger ale. You don't even have to put coke in it or not, and give it a try. Just telling you out there, anybody who's watching, that Andy, the former bartender, is recommending that.
I do Jameson and ginger ale.
Ah. Yeah, I'm not a whiskey person.
I'm a whiskey. So.
Well, Southerner. I am. Wish I could grow a mustache.
Yeah. Like, well, no, I don't wish I could grow a mustache.
Well, you wouldn't look good with one, Miranda, so.
I don't want one. I'd spend a lot of money getting rid of it if I had one.
I look ridiculous. I've tried to grow goatees and stuff. Nope. Not a good look for Andy. See, you can see she's obviously feigning being inebriated there.
I think she's slightly. She's tiny.
Yeah, maybe she had a couple of drinks, but she. Yeah. I had a friend, she used to be a coworker of mine. She, like, Johnny Depp was like her celebrity crush.
Okay.
So she had a picture of Jack Sparrow on her desk or in her office when she got promoted. And the big thing was like, why is the rum gone? Why is rum gone? Whenever we run out of Captain Morgan, we would say that. But why is the rum gone? We did, oh God. So Jessica is 19. So I think Jessica was either 2 or 3 and we had kids day at work and it was pirates was the theme. So I actually went out and I found a hat with the Captain Jack dreads.
Nice.
And wore that at kids day. Yeah. I felt bad though. Cause they had these like little cannons that they would shoot out. I mean, I think they shot blanks, but she volunteered and they wouldn't let her do it cause she was too little to do it. And she got upset.
She did t-shirt cannons.
No, but they had like a whole pirate show and everything. It was fun. I mean, no living. I hate it when a woman is right. Speaks for all of us. So we know living with her. He's just still not warm enough to Will.
No. Well, I think it's that they're so against piracy and pirates. It's that they can't.
Well, he also, you know, he wants to see his daughter matched up with like nobleman, not commoner.
Right. I like how they're actually all slightly terrified of Jack. I mean, really. He's like, wait, what?
Huh? See? That's our two buddies, Murtaugh and Mulroy right there. Inescapably clear.
That water is disgusting.
Oh, gross. And then they're using it to clean, too. I love how they give Will his own cell. Is more important than the other you know, there are other prisoners
there. I think that's so that they can take Will out as need be and not risk the other guys, like, flooding the gate, so to speak.
Yeah, that's true. Although that crew that Jack has is not very menacing. I'm telling a story! I hate that. People like to interrupt you. It's like sometimes when we do pods, like, I'm about to say that.
Right? Oh, he said it first.
God. I know I'm getting ahead. Ah, I'm getting ahead. I'm going to smack you. That's what I'm going to do. A little faux pas there. We shouldn't have killed him because we needed his blood to break the curse. Hmm. A little poor planning there. He's such a pompous jerk in this movie, Norton.
The Little Mermaid.
As we learn later on, you don't mess with mermaids in this series.
The true story of mermaids is pretty great. Well, true. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the Little Mermaid.
The real Little Mermaid tale is actually quite grim.
Wait, she turns into foam at the end of the
sea foam.
Story?
Yeah, she turns to sea foam. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty messed up. Like Pinocchio, a lot of them are all super violent. They're not what the Disney-ized version.
No. That
we know.
That was done to make money and not terrify children, basically. Make parents happy.
Mm-hmm. It just finds a way. A woman.
He's like, what?
That's like our first real good Barbossa eye roll of the series. He's like, get off me.
He eye rolls so well too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just everybody can do an eye roll. Like, you think, but no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack is, and he's so good about playing people against each other.
Yes. He has ulterior motives when it comes to everything. In the end, it's all to benefit him. But if that means pitting people against each other or playing them to their weaknesses, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Those two are kind of like, I think I trust Jack Sparrow, though.
Yeah. He's telling the truth, but Commodore's like, I don't care if it kills me, I'm not listening to him.
Right.
Commodore Barbossa. Kill the whelp. Like, I would hate to play cards against Jack. I have no way I could beat him.
I feel like he's definitely going to cheat. Like, there's no way to 100% get... Yeah, that's not happening.
Yep.
I mean, duh.
I'll buy a hat. Sorry, didn't mean that. Tawak. This was on the big screen. This one scene when you just saw them and then they come into the moonlight under the water. It's quite amazing.
Oh, it is. It's amazing.
And these two get another job to do.
That shot there, just that, not anything else.
I love how they don't really show close-ups of them, like until like they're under the boat and come out, so you see them. You know, and they're regular, and then they come out and they got cursed. Oh, these effects are so great, too.
They hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, in 10 years, we'll see. But
yeah,
to me, they hold up.
He's really like loving it. He's got the fan going, like going to cotillion or something.
He's loving it. Yeah, he has a moment of clarity where he's like, maybe I should talk about this. As much as I wanted to marry Norrington, she ain't doing it for the right reason. It's like he has a moment of understanding, like she's going to do what she wants to do, and I kind of need to let her, otherwise this is not going to go well. No, she is not. Has not.
Yeah.
And we don't know at what point she walked out. We think we know, but.
Yeah. This is where she starts to become a little badass.
Yeah.
Now, she's a strong woman. I mean, that's one thing about her character is she's not a damsel in distress.
She doesn't want to be, and she tries not to be, but sometimes she ends up being like.
Finally, Pintel just can't take it anymore. I'd be like, what? We're getting attacked by pirates, skeleton pirates? What
the hell? Right.
I wonder what the value of this cave is.
I can't even imagine. Like, probably far more than anything that I will ever see in my lifetime.
Oh yeah. Honestly. This guy's just skipping stones or something.
Mm-hmm. The music for this is just.
Yes.
And now it's iconic because now people hear it and they know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a top 10 theme for me. Mm-hmm. You know, throwing, you know, of course, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. I'd even throw Harry Potter in there.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's left behind. Yeah, I'd probably be saying that like, oh my God, the curse is getting broken. I get to eat.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And if it's the 1700s, yeah, give me some mutton or some.
Yeah, bread and stew and.
Turkey, yeah.
You know, it seems simple, but like that apple we keep seeing, you know.
Yeah.
Like that would be a really big deal.
She takes the monkey and tosses him.
That poor monkey. All the stairs that people are running up and down in this show or movie. Like no. I'd stop halfway through and be like, excuse me a second.
You're like Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters. Hold on. Let me know when we get to the top. I'm going to throw up.
Yep. I'd just be like. That's also like running. Like if anyone ever sees me running down the street, you probably want to also run in the same direction in which I am heading. Because that means something is not good.
I used to run track, but not you. I was in high school.
No. I did briefly. That's how I know I don't like to run. I did for 1 year of high school.
I did in grammar school. I preferred spring because it was always short. It wasn't like, well, I hate distance running.
Yeah.
But like doing the dashes and stuff like that or the relays, I was cool. I like that stuff. Ugh. I mean, we've been waiting the whole movie for this. Barbossa and Jack to
we knew this was going to happen. Off. Like, mm-hmm. Well, he says that, but you know that he's going to. Mm-hmm. Or you at least, you assume he's going to, or else it wouldn't, like.
This is pretty amazing. Did you see this coming?
I suspected when I originally saw it. I suspected, but
Jack got himself cursed by palming the cursed gold before.
See, Andy, this is why you don't take the shinies from the cage.
Okay, I'm sorry, Miranda.
Exhibit A. Exhibit A.
Couldn't help myself, mate. I mean, they really show it off this thing with the in and out of the moonlight. Yeah. Your creepy ass hand coming after you. The governor's fighting a hand. And he can barely take it.
It's Thing.
Mm-hmm. That got the Jack Sparrow run there.
Mm-hmm. So this cave, apparently, from what I just found out, was all a sound stage in Burbank.
Nice.
I don't think he's surrendering.
Yeah. Surprise, that was Burbank. They didn't do this like over in England at Pinewood Studios or anything. Well, that was probably because Harry Potter was getting shot around the same time, too.
I think so. I think he would have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
She's like, what? Why?
Why aren't you guys helping me?
Right?
The code. No, there is no honor amongst thieves.
No, none. Like, we always want there to be, right? Like, you always think in every movie, no, they're going to have some honor this time, and not typically.
Well, that becomes a big thing. Like, you know, it's code, more like guidelines. It's kind of a thorough line that's mentioned throughout. Pirates calling pirates.
Is that more of an insult to be, like, you know, like another pirate calling you a bloody pirate in a derogatory way?
Yeah.
Like, is that, I don't know.
I think so.
It's like using bless your heart.
Well, it depends. Is it a Southern bless your heart?
Well, again, bless your heart has different meanings and ways you say it, so.
Yes, as I've learned, being friends with a couple of Southern women. They're like,
hi, yeah.
My eye, yeah. Poor Rigetti. His eye becomes like a thorough, you know, keeps losing it. Gets a fork in it. That was a line from the trailer.
It is. It's a great line.
What's that? Is Jack on?
That poor guy just thought it was funny that he had a pot on his head, and then he comes out of the pot and whack.
I ask, it's hitting the head. Hey, we're stuck together. Hey, you like bombs so much, here's a bomb for you.
Yeah. It is a little no fair, but it's funny too. It's really funny. Yeah.
Finally uses one shot.
Yep.
What? There's another good effect here. The the blood coming out.
You kind of feel bad here, though. Like, you knew it had to happen. Like, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But you're like, wait, could there have been another way? But again, it goes back to the no honor amongst thieves. So if it had not happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The symbolism with the apple right there, too.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a second. We're not skeletons anymore.
No.
He's like,
That split second realization of like, I'm actually dying. Mm-hmm. God, how, even though they are pirates, like how horrifying.
Yeah. They have that, I don't know what it was, something like the greatest I'm dead moments, yeah. And I know it. And they said, like, Tony Stark is, like, one, probably one of the best ones, oh. Like, when he's about to say, and I know that you can't even mention that in front of Jenny, you know, Miranda's best friend there. She loves her Tony Stark, but that's, yeah, that I'm dead and I'm not. And, you know, we'll be doing that movie here, actually, at some point. We're going to start doing the MCU very soon. The pirates basically know, oh, we're not cursed, but now we're screwed.
Yeah.
He walks out like Commandant Lassard did in the end of the first one. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while since I've done a full rewatch of a lot of the MCU movies. So
I've been debating doing it. I actually watched Iron Man 2 earlier today for no particular reason, but...
Yeah, Ragnarok was on last night.
Okay.
So I caught a little while of it. So good, all of them are so good. Even Thor, the doo-doo poop world, as some of our friends will call it. Yeah, kind of their realization.
Yeah.
You know. Jack, great line here.
I don't know. Okay, now at this point, is it safe to take the stuff?
Well, yeah. Well, one, you know, the curse is lifted. Two, you know, Barbossa's dead. And the rest of the crew is captured. So,
yeah, I still feel like it would be blood money in a way, but that crown. I can use that crown.
Oh, poor Jack. Heading to the gallows.
So when you saw this the first time, did you think, well, crap, this is it? Or did you?
No.
No? Okay.
I was like, this is too good a movie.
Right.
And they're always thinking franchise, you know?
Well, I think if you know Disney, that there's always the franchise chance.
And I'm sure test audiences too, like, you know, responded to this very quickly. I mean, how could you not? I mean, we talked about this though also, and we can go into it in Iron Man, how Johnny Depp and Robert Downey Jr. at the time they were cast as these iconic characters were both risky.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you don't kill the main. Well, no way no, you should wouldn't. Kill the main character. Unfortunately, it's happened for shock factor before, but they're not actually dead. I kind of hate when that happens, though. When they're like dead, but not dead. But yeah, you don't, you're right. You don't kill the main character.
Oh yeah. But I knew that Jack was getting out of this somehow, especially when you see Will in the crowd. Which I've never actually seen. I've never actually watched Game of Thrones. That's on my shame list.
It's on your shame list. I have seen all of season one and all of the final season. And I've read 5 of the books.
Oh, Will professes his love. Finally tells.
At the same time, though, how did she not know? I mean, duh.
Yeah. It's the worst kept secret in the movie. Oh, she recognizes Cotton's pirate. Parrot. Distraction. Quite the shot there with the throw.
I mean, he's practiced this 3 hours a day, he said, so you'd be good.
Yeah, and the governor knows exactly. Oh, she's going to save him. Meanwhile, Jack's like just like hanging there.
Again, look. Oh, yeah. I think just cutting the rope there would have been too
easy.
Clean, too easy. For sure. Mm-hmm. I agree. I like that they didn't just cut the rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to give it. I mean, one of the best parts of actually the fifth movie is the scene where Jack's at the guillotine. Where they have him escape that. It's just, we're out of death, but this feather's bothering me.
That's what makes it the best.
Yeah. It's true. That's not the best plan. Like, yeah, shoot him. But all of my daughters in the way.
Right.
Don't do that.
I think that's when Jack kind of does feel sorry for Norrington.
Yeah.
For a second. Spiritually.
Probably reeks of rum too. God knows what.
I'd imagine his breath is horrid.
I was rooting for you the whole time. I love that.
Oh, putrid. Yeah. She's like totally disgusted. She's like, and you think you had a chance?
Yeah. Well, nice hat. He looks like a musketeer.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Jack thinks he has a chance with every woman, pretty much.
Yeah.
Hence why so many are slapping him.
God, that guy's so annoying. I don't think they ever show him die in the movie.
I don't think so. Unless it's implied at some point. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have stopped the Black Pearl. We wouldn't have done this. So,
right.
I guess we got to let him go for a minute. Even the governor is like, has that sentiment.
His way of saying, I will hunt you down and kill you if you hurt her.
Yeah. All right. She loves you. I get that. Okay.
Right.
Better take care of her. Mm-hmm. They do have great chemistry.
They do. They really did. Mm-hmm. And she's not one of my favorite actresses. But again, for this, I can't see anybody else. Like, I really can't.
No. Not really. Yes, we get it. Marty Short. Guidelines. Cotton.
Which technically that is.
Yeah. Yeah, she she's like, all right, I think he's paid me back. Uh-huh. I wonder why she didn't come back in the future movies. Maybe she was too tied up with Star Trek and Guardians of the Galaxy and
It wouldn't have.
Colombiana. I have to look it up for her filmography. My heart is Yoho. Ah, love this movie so much.
It's an excellent movie.
All right, well, we made it, Miranda.
We did.
We did.
2 hours and 24 minutes. We made it.
Mm-hmm. Well, 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Oh, okay.
A lot of credits to go.
That is true. That is true.
We won't have everybody sit here through. But, you know, this was such a blast. And thank you to Mark and Sean and everybody else for introducing us to this great platform. We really look forward to doing more fun movies here. You know, and if there's anything you want to see either of us do, like we're going to do a lot together, but we may also do stuff with other people here and there.
Yeah.
So, you know, Miranda has a co-host on her show, Tilly and T, she may do with him, his name is Ben, and I might do with some of my other cohorts from Place Divination Family, you know, as we go through, because, you know, much as I love Miranda, you know, we are 6 hours different, sometimes scheduling is not easy for us to do this together, but I do appreciate her taking time out, being 6 hours ahead of me, so, you know, it's always a blast to be on here.
No problem.
Miranda, anything else you want to say before we go?
I don't know. Now you put me on the spot. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Normally
usually
we're not
on camera when we do these things. It's like, sure, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, live is much different, I'll be honest. But it's really fun. Even though I'm 6 hours ahead, it works out. It works out. It's only 11 p.m. here, so I can still get a decent amount of sleep. No big deal. So, yeah, more movies to come. Suggestions, welcome. We cover a lot of things. As I mentioned earlier, if you joined later and you didn't hear, like, I have very eclectic taste. I love a little bit of everything when it comes to television and media of all sorts. And as Angie mentioned, we do have multiple podcasts that we do. So if you are an enjoyer of podcasts, you can find us all over the web in a good way.
Just look up Place to Be Nation or Place to Be Pop Experience on Podbean, anywhere you get podcasts, and the Place to Be Facebook group. Seek it out, join, become a member. We promote all the pods, all of our anything we do. We're going to be sharing the links for all of our Stream Lounge shows in that very thing. We'll be sharing it on the Place to Be Nation Facebook page as well. So yeah, we're excited to be here, and we look forward to. To having a lot of fun, watching a lot of great movies and stuff. All right. So thank you everybody who came in on the live part of this, and everybody who's watching this in the replay, you know, thank you very much for coming in here, and we'll check you out on the next one.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.